Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Enteen. And I am going to speak to you today about the aspects between Monday, the 27th of March, and Sunday, the second day of April. So we have April Fool's Day coming on Saturday. So get ready for that. You know, somebody's going to do it when you least expect it. So just remember, there are lots of jokers out that day. Sunday also is Palm Sunday for those who celebrate Easter. So, but we have no major planetary shifts. No, we don't. We've had them, boy. Have we ever had them? And we start this week as, you know, one of the first days with Mars in Cancer. So you can start to experience the difference. You know, we still have Mercury in Aries for this week, so we still have a taste of that, because that's kind of like the same thing. You know, Mars is ruling Aries, and it was in Gemini ruled by Mercury. But now, Mercury ruling Gemini is in Aries ruled by Mars. So we still have a little tendency for hot-headed, quick communications, you know, doing without thinking about it first kind of things. So, and we start on Monday, the 27th. Well, I should probably say somebody's mind is thinking, but what about Mars in Cancer? I don't remember. Well, that's different, very different, because Mars in Cancer we talked about, and I have a whole article on the Facebook page about it, because it is a difficult place. All right, because you've got now, with Cancer, you have that extreme sensitivity. The crab is very, very soft body, and so it puts out this really hard shell to protect it from the world, and it is super sensitive to what others are doing. You know, if you saw a little sand crab on the beach, just if you saw it, you know, you looked up, you could be far away from it, it'll go down. It'll burrow into the sand because they feel so vulnerable. And, you know, basically they are, except for those claws, which can really give you a pinch that you'll never forget. The thing is, this is the energy now that we have our passion, our intense, you know, feelings like anger. And, well, the way we want to move around. So Cancer is also the sign that rules the home and the family. So it's the sign that rules the mucous membranes in the body. So it's very, very delicate place to have fiery Mars. And so it isn't considered a great place. But it is going to be reactive, very reactive on the feelings level. So you will find that. You may not get the reaction, however, because Mars in Cancer is not comfortable expressing anger. It will hold it in and, you know, maybe express rage when it feels it's enclosed and no one else can hear it, like in a car. So you may have more road rage, but the mucous membranes can be subject to inflammation. People may be more sensitive to spices now, or, you know, foods that would be irritating. So there's a lot of that kind of energy, but Mars in Cancer is protecting the home and the family. So we've already got a political climate out there where there's very, very different ideas about what is protective for the home and family. So, you know, we can expect to see more engaging war energies going on in terms of, you know, fighting for my country or fighting for my people or fighting, you know, to protect my whatevers. So, you know, we'll have that. So, but it is different. It's not the constant irritation and scattered mind. That is going to be calming down now. So as we start this week, we have Gemini Moon coming off a sextile to Mercury in Aries at 3:39 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and going to a sextile to Jupiter in Aries at 6:57 a.m. Eastern. Well, some of us will be awake then on the eastern coast and further east of us. And that will be very upbeat and very humorous. You know, you can find yourself looking at funny things. But it's a congenial aspect. However, the rest of Monday is Gemini Moon going square Neptune in Pisces until 9:39 p.m. So there can be weather issues involving traffic, rain or fog. There can be mistaken, you know, directions and things like that, and even communications which are not clear or not carrying truth. Or the mind gets very fuzzy and daydreamy and stuff like that. But also, the closer you get to 9:39 p.m., the closer you may be coming to a situation that's toxic in some way or, you know, maybe infecting you in some way. So be careful as we get closer to 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, you know, that you may be in a situation like that. But the moon goes void, of course. After that, Mercury is spending the day going to join Jupiter in Aries, so we may be really fired up and enthused about something or other. And also, it can be happy. It can be good news in certain ways coming in. But better to experience that after the square to Neptune, after 9:39 p.m. Eastern, because, you know, what you're hearing then could be, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is what you should be thinking with the moon square Neptune. The moon will enter Cancer at 6:22 a.m. on Tuesday and move to conjunct Mars and Cancer at 9:19 a.m. Eastern. Well, not great. Again, now you've got the moon in that sign that has that sensitivity, and Mars is, you know, fire, and so it's having some issues, and this is a morning to be aware of road rage, you know, could be happening. And also just be careful about your communication. The sensitivity level meter is way over to the highest number it can be. So be aware of, and people very protective of whatever it is that they feel insecure about and that they feel vulnerable about. But now the moon in Cancer will make a trine to Saturn in Pisces until 11:04 a.m. Eastern. So the moon in Cancer, we're starting to get all the lunar aspects to the shifts of Saturn and Pluto. Well, Pluto's just for a little while in Aquarius, but, you know, Moon in Cancer was dealing with so many years of opposition to Pluto in Capricorn, and it's really having a easier time until it goes until Pluto goes back into Capricorn. But Saturn in Pisces is going to be a great time for the moon in Cancer, because this trine energy coming in is the security of the stability of Saturn, that it's also bringing the feeling levels of the both water signs, Cancer and Pisces, in. So there are ways to use the sensitivities that can help you build something or achieve something. And that's, you know, could be very wonderful. So after 11:04 a.m., we have a long stretch of the moon in Cancer going square the sun in Aries until 10:32 p.m. And this, of course, brings us to the second quarter phase of the moon, where we're waxing in light. We were in the waxing crescent. Now you'll see the waxing half moon moving forward. So we know then in, you know, about a week we're going to have a full moon, right? And we're going to be coming into the eclipse season also. So I'll be doing something special about the eclipse season pretty soon. So keep your eyes out for that. But the moon is our instinctive response to everything. And in Cancer, as I've mentioned several times, it's incredibly self-focused, thinking it needs to be afraid, maybe, and protect itself. So here comes the sun in Aries, of all things. You know, this warrior shows up with, you know, this is the way, this is me, this is I, this is, you know. And, yeah, it doesn't work really well. So it's not a day for Cancer Moon to look to get the needs met for cozy comforting or even an authority that really cares about what's going on with the Moon in Cancer. Well, this Sun in Aries could be feeling like a wet blanket is trying to be put over its considerable need to be active. So that's what you're looking at afternoon and into the evening on Tuesday. Wednesday, the 29th, is where the next aspect after 10:32 p.m. for Cancer Moon comes in, and that is a sextile to Venus in Taurus. And that's at 12:50 in the afternoon. Now, every year this can happen because the moon, because Venus will go into Taurus and there'll be a time when the moon is in Cancer. And so where you what you have here is the foodies of the zodiac, Cancer and Taurus. And they're in harmony, and they're both, the moon is in its sign of rulership, and Venus is in its sign of rulership. Wow. This is a good time to go out for brunch or have lunch. Really indulge that part of you if you can, because, yeah, lovely. Lovely time. And just also a nice time to do things for the home or for the garden. Very nurturing energy in every way if you're connecting with people, even if you don't happen to be having a delicious lunch or brunch or what breakfast, whatever. And then after 12:50 p.m., we have the moon in Cancer going sextile Uranus and Taurus until 3:40 p.m. All right, so now this is significant in the sense that we are in the waxing second quarter phase where we want to start doing something about our goals and our plans, and we want to start getting the tools we need to succeed, and this and that is what's happening. So the moon with Venus is helpful too. You can make a good connection. You can find something that you can buy that's useful and helpful. And the same is true with the sextile to Uranus and Taurus from the moon in Cancer. It's like, oh, look what I found online, you know, or look at this, I can put my money in this account and get more interest, or, you know, whatever. This is that time, so you can use it. Then, after that, put away your thoughts of finance, if you possibly can. Put your credit cards deeper in your wallet so you can't see them, because the moon is going to square Jupiter in Aries until 7:35 p.m., and you can go overboard. Your instinctive energy and the expansion into newness is in overdrive. So just be careful about that. Also, unfortunately, this can, in interpersonal land, is similar to the square to the sun in Aries. So, you know, it's just not compatibility moments are not happening. And they're not happening after 7:35 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday either, because the moon is going square Mercury in Aries until 2:30 a.m. So, word to the wise, moon in Cancer, you want to feel okay and not be upset with other people. You know, try to just do something quiet and not expect a lot from others, and you'll be okay. So Thursday, the 30th day of March, is the day that we get the moon in Cancer's trine to Neptune in Pisces at 9:45 a.m. Eastern is the exact moment. Psychic, very helpful to figure out everything that's been going on. And Mars is going into a trine to Saturn in Pisces, 3:03 p.m. So this is like, here again, this is like when the moon is going to trine Saturn in Pisces from Cancer. Now, you know, the things I need to help me stabilize, you know, my home and my, you know, all of that protection and all of that. You can find somebody to help you, an authority who has the sensitivity of Pisces to be helpful. Meanwhile, Venus is going to join Uranus in Taurus at 6:26 p.m. Some surprise there. It can be a relationship. Wow, he looks interesting or she looks interesting. Uranian Venus connects don't always last, but they can be extremely attractive. But also here is something where money can, you know, come into the picture, a change, hopefully a good one. But, you know, certain things might be, you know, a little disturbing changes and this and that. And Taurus doesn't usually like that. Venus and Taurus definitely doesn't usually like that. But at any rate, the moon is void of course, so it isn't a big deal. The moon is void of course all day, actually, after 9:45 a.m., the trine to Neptune. So those planetary aspects are what's in the air. Moon in Leo at 6:31 p.m. gets that opposition to Pluto in Aquarius, 6:46 p.m. Now you're going to get a taste of it because, you know, again, Pluto's only going to be at zero and not for very long till it retrogrades, and then it'll retrograde back into Capricorn, as we've talked about. And there is a special podcast that you can see on my website blog page that has that whole Pluto in Aquarius piece. So you can find out, you know, when and where and what. But when it does come in, anytime it comes in, and certainly will be in for good, 2025, that is what we're going to feel. At some point, when the moon in the sign that needs to be the focus, that needs attention, that needs loyalty, that is looking at its own, securing its own kingdom, its own personality, loyalty it wants, and Pluto power in the collective, the independence. No. Not going to bend the knee to the moon in Leo, not at all. So this is, you know, your first taste. It's a 5-minute taste from 6:31 p.m. to 6:46 p.m. Oh, did I say 5 minutes? There I go again. 15 minutes you get to feel this if you're engaged with others, or just even maybe finding it in an item that you're reading about or hearing about. After this, however, 6:46 p.m., when that completes, the moon goes trine the sun in Aries. Oh, yes, harmony of the lights for the evening. What a nice time. And all the way through Friday, the 31st at 4:29 p.m. is when it comes in. So, wow, it's flowing. Everything is flowing. I mean, did you ever have those days where you get in your car to do some errands, let's say, and just everything? I mean, you make all the lights. There's hardly anybody on the road. You have all the spots you want everywhere, and whatever store you're going in has everything you want and at the price you like. You know, this is that kind of a feeling. And it's a nice long time. And in relationship, it's beautiful also, because it's just a harmonious flow between the Leo and the Aries fire signs. And so that's emotional balance and harmony. That's pretty nice. So, but it's also good for helping you achieve in second quarter lunar phase. You know, want to reach out, see if you can get somebody to help you with your project? Do it. Uh-oh, I forgot. The very first time I forgot to put my phone on silence. It made a noise. Okay, so anyway, we're in the home stretch here. And what happens, however, after 4:29 p.m. on Friday the 31st, we get a moon square Uranus and Taurus. And that is until 4:30 a.m. on April Fool's Day. So you gotta be careful a little bit more and more as we get closer to the square. But something is going to change that the moon doesn't like, the Leo moon does not like this, and there's very different attitudes about finance and values, very different. So just be aware of that for the evening of Friday the 31st, and going into the early morning hours, there could be upsets and accidents and things like that as you get closer to 4:30 a.m. Eastern on the first day of April. And then the moon will square Venus and Taurus until 8:06 a.m., so maybe somebody doesn't like the flirtatiousness of the moon in Leo. I mean, Venus and Taurus can be very possessive. So, at any rate, this is uncomfortable energy as we come into the day, and maybe somebody's playing a joke on you, and you don't get it at 8:06 a.m., but things clear quickly. Moon in Leo trine Jupiter in Aries, 9:25 a.m. Everybody's laughing. We're up for an adventure. We want to do something new and exciting and entertaining. And then the moon goes trine Mercury in Aries until 2:03 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd. And there we have also got these wonderful communications going on, people who really want to get into, you know, the fun and the new. Moon enters Virgo on Sunday the 2nd at 6:57 a.m. and has the opposition that it will have every month to Saturn in Pisces to this day, 12:44 p.m., which means the morning and lunchtime. And so something's very disappointing, or there's some obstacles and difficulties, or people are just not able to see the organized beauty of the vision of Moon in Virgo. So it's frustration. But we have some assistance after that. Moon in Virgo, sextile Mars in Cancer until 3:08 p.m. And that's a helper, and that's good work force around the house, definitely. And then the Moon trine Uranus in Taurus, which is also going to bring in some new things that are helpful. And that is going to go all the way into Monday. So this is your week. And on Monday, we'll talk about Mercury entering Taurus. And we will have the full moon on Wednesday. It is the Libra full moon. And so we're coming into the Easter holiday. So that is also going to be part of the podcast for next week. So, wishing you a good week starting Monday the 27th of March. And I will say goodbye for now.